All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Welcome to the 8th episode of Empires, Dominance and Legacy, where we explore the powerful and influential empires that have shaped our world. Today, we focus on the Maurya Empire, a pivotal force in ancient India. This episode will highlight the reign of Ashoka the Great and his profound influence on the spread of Buddhism. Join us as we delve into the origins, rise, significant figures, key events, and lasting impact of the Maurya Empire. The Maurya Empire, founded in 322 BCE by Chandragupta Maurya, was the first large empire to unify most of the Indian subcontinent. The foundation of the Maurya Empire marks a significant chapter in Indian history, transforming regional kingdoms into a centralized state. Chandragupta Maurya, c. 340 to 297 BCE, the founder of the Maurya Empire, Chandragupta, overthrew the Nanda dynasty and established control over the northern regions of India. With the help of his mentor and advisor, Chanakya, also known as Kautilya, Chandragupta laid the groundwork for a strong and centralized administration. Chanakya's Arthashastra. The Arthashastra, attributed to Chanakya, is a treatise on statecraft, economic policy, and military strategy. It provided a comprehensive guide for governance and played a crucial role in shaping the administrative framework of the Maurya Empire. Chandragupta's son, Bindusara, continued the expansion of the Maurya Empire. His reign extended the empire's boundaries and further solidified its power, conquests, and administration. Bindusara, R. 297 to 273 BCE, successfully annexed several regions, including parts of central and southern India. His effective administration ensured stability and continuity within the empire, paving the way for the golden age under his son, Ashoka. Ashoka, the most celebrated ruler of the Maurya Empire, ascended to the throne around 268 BCE. His reign marked a transformative period in Indian history, characterized by military conquests, administrative reforms, and the promotion of Buddhism. Early reign and the Kalinga War. Ashoka's early reign was marked by military expansion. The most significant and brutal of these campaigns was the conquest of Kalinga, modern-day Odisha, around 261 BCE. The Kalinga War resulted in massive casualties and widespread devastation. The horrors of the war deeply affected Ashoka, leading to a profound transformation in his outlook and policies. Embrace of Buddhism. Ashoka's conversion to Buddhism was a turning point in his reign. Renouncing violence, he adopted the principles of Dharma, righteousness, and committed to promoting peace, compassion, and non-violence. Ashoka's support for Buddhism played a crucial role in its spread across Asia. Ashoka implemented several administrative and social reforms to align his governance with Buddhist principles. His edicts, inscribed on rocks and pillars across the empire, provide valuable insights into his policies and philosophy. Rock and pillar edicts, the edicts of Ashoka, written in Prakrit and other regional languages, were intended to communicate his policies to the people. These inscriptions emphasize moral and ethical conduct, religious tolerance, and the welfare of all beings. Key locations of these edicts include Sankai, Sarnath, and Dauli. Administrative reforms. Ashoka established a centralized administration with a focus on justice and welfare. He appointed officials, known as Dharma Mahamitras, to oversee the implementation of his policies and ensure the well-being of his subjects. Ashoka also built infrastructure such as roads, hospitals, and rest houses, improving connectivity and public health. Ashoka's patronage significantly contributed to the spread of Buddhism both within and beyond the Indian subcontinent. His efforts to disseminate Buddhist teachings and practices had a lasting impact on the religion's growth and development. Buddhist councils. Ashoka played a key role in the Third Buddhist Council, held in Pataliputra, modern-day Patna, around 250 BC.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
See, this council aimed to preserve the teachings of the Buddha and address disputes within the Buddhist community. It also facilitated the compilation and codification of Buddhist scriptures, missionary activities. Ashoka sent Buddhist missionaries to various parts of Asia, including Sri Lanka, Central Asia, and Southeast Asia. His own son, Mahinda, and daughter, Sangamitta, were instrumental in establishing Buddhism in Sri Lanka. These missions helped spread Buddhist philosophy, art, and culture across diverse regions. Stupas and monasteries. Ashoka commissioned the construction of numerous stupas, viharas, monasteries, and other religious monuments. Notable examples include the Sankai Stupa and the Mahabodhi Temple in Bodh Gaya. These structures became important centers of pilgrimage and learning, attracting monks and scholars from across Asia. The Maurya Empire's cultural and economic achievements under Ashoka's reign contributed to its prosperity and stability. The integration of diverse cultures and the promotion of trade fostered a vibrant and dynamic society, art and architecture. The Maurya period witnessed significant advancements in art and architecture. The pillars erected by Ashoka are renowned for their intricate carvings and inscriptions. The lion capital of the Sarnath pillar, depicting four lions standing back to back, is now the national emblem of India. Trade and economy. The Maurya Empire's extensive network of roads and trade routes facilitated commerce and cultural exchange. The Grand Trunk Road, one of the oldest and longest trade routes in Asia, connected the eastern and western regions of the empire. Trade flourished, bringing wealth and resources to the empire and promoting economic growth. Despite its achievements, the Maurya Empire eventually declined after Ashoka's death around 232 BCE. Factors contributing to the decline include administrative challenges, succession disputes, and external invasions. Post-Ashoka period, Ashoka's successors struggled to maintain the unity and stability of the empire. The central authority weakened, and regional governors asserted greater autonomy. The last Maurya ruler, Brihadratha, was overthrown by his general, Pushyamitra Shunar, around 185 BCE, marking the end of the Maurya dynasty. Enduring legacy. The legacy of the Maurya Empire, particularly Ashoka's contributions, continued to influence subsequent Indian and Asian civilizations. Ashoka's promotion of Buddhism had a lasting impact on the spread and development of the religion. His principles of governance, emphasizing welfare, justice, and religious tolerance, set a precedent for future rulers. Ashoka's influence extended beyond the Indian subcontinent, leaving a lasting legacy on global history. His efforts to spread Buddhism and his principles of compassionate governance resonated across cultures and epochs. Spread of Buddhism. Ashoka's missionary activities played a pivotal role in establishing Buddhism as a major world religion. The dissemination of Buddhist teachings contributed to the development of diverse Buddhist traditions and practices in regions such as Southeast Asia, East Asia, and Central Asia. Modern recognition. Ashoka's legacy continues to be celebrated and revered in modern times. His symbol, the Ashoka Chakra, is featured on the Indian national flag, representing the values of justice, peace, and progress. Internationally, Ashoka is recognized as a model of enlightened leadership and ethical governance. As we conclude this episode on the Maurya Empire and the transformative reign of Ashoka the Great, we reflect on the remarkable achievements and enduring legacy of this ancient civilization. From the unification of the Indian subcontinent to the spread of Buddhism and the promotion of compassionate governance, the Maurya Empire played a crucial role in shaping the course of history. Join us in the next episode of Empires, Dominance and Legacy as we explore the rise and influence of the Roman Empire, known for its military conquests, engineering marvels, and enduring impact on law and governance. Thank you for listening, and we look forward to continuing this journey through the annals of history together.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.